Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series Shogun. Oh, I love that one. FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can 99% of plumbing problems be solved with a plunger?
No.
Okay. You got a plunger?
No.
I don't think I do either.
I don't.
I don't have a plunger. You guys got plungers?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh.
Tosh Show.
Welcome to Tosh Show. With me as always, Eddie. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing pretty good.
You working on any new songs?
No.
Eddie, you're always working on a song. Hit us with some of your new material. Go ahead. Sing us a new song.
Why be a biter? Just be a pincher. Why be
All
a
right,
biter?
I like it. I don't know what.
Because pinching is a way to make friends.
Okay. That is a good song.
It's for kids.
You know what you are? You're like that Wayne Brady. You're like a nice Wayne Brady. Oh, it's funny. All right. Well, we got a great show today. Minus the first part of the show where I get some feedback from some of the commenters. This always puts me in a swell mood.
There are a lot of comments, people not knowing what a lettuce trim is.
Huh. Well, now, it's not like an Urban Dictionary thing, but as it's been told to me over the years, it's a slang term for a cosmetic surgery where some women's, labia flap and hang low a little bit and they cut it back. You know, and so instead of this, it's more like this.
There you go. From the Fire Festival episode. How about I buy a condo for $600K and spend the other $400K going to normal, amazing music festivals for the rest of my life?
I don't know how many million-dollar tickets he's going to sell. But, I mean, he seems like he's got good intentions.
Daniel continues to dress to the nines. I need to know, are you wearing a T-shirt under these sweaters, or is this sweater on skin? Thanks.
Look. This is it's all about the nip. If my nipple shows through the sweater, I wear an undershirt. If it doesn't, then I go bare.
Back from the Fire Festival episode, when Billy got out, he celebrated with shrimp. This says, I'm a seafood industry expert, 15 years dealing especially with wild salmon, and Costco's sockeye salmon is number one.
I know why you picked that. You're trying to justify.
It is good salmon.
Why you buy seafood from Costco. There you have it, folks. That's from an expert.
Comments on your TV show Hijacked. Mm. I've been an airline pilot for 30 plus years. I've never carried a metal thermos with me to work or known anyone who has. Is that for lunch in the break room with a pack of cigs?
30 years plus, this guy's been in the cockpit. Never once had a metal thermos just in case he needed to bash his co-pilot within an inch of her life.
This is from the George Foreman episode. We did the full disclosure that his wife was white.
Ugh.
Such a beta move to have to clarify that George's wife is white and that he wasn't trying to perpetuate a stereotype that all black people are late to everything. Even if his wife was black, who cares? Tosh must have had his testicles removed by Hollywood when he moved there.
You done? I know there was a lot of people that wrote stuff like this, and I hope all of them are listening right now, okay? Because I don't like to do this. I don't like to explain to you why I'm better at comedy than you are. Okay, but I'm going to. I'm gonna have to show you how the sausage is made. Because, first of all, let's be clear. I don't give a fuck about making a shitty joke about black people being late. Okay? And how I know that you don't get what I did is by people commenting like this. The reason I put that full disclosure comment in is because the next story that I told in the interview was about when I messed with his wife at a playground and said it was the kid that looks like George Foreman. And if you didn't know that she was white before that story and you thought maybe she was black, then it's not a funny thing to say the kid that looks like George Foreman when the guy responded, oh, is she black? Do you understand? So you needed to know that she was white before that. But I couldn't just write on the screen, by the way, George's wife is white. Because a majority of our listeners, YouTube, I know you might not want to hear this, are still only listening to this in audio form. So it would be lost. So I had to make this little thing in front of it. Cause I'm like, oh shit, I forgot to say that his wife was white in any way to make this story make sense about teasing this guy that was trying to figure out which kid was his. Okay. I don't know if that made sense to you or not. And then in doing that little full disclosure, I tried to put jokes in there by saying, you know, white is the absence of color, which by the way, people will go, oh, technically that's not true. It is true. Black is the absence of light, not color. I don't even want to go into it with those fucking idiots. But, and then I also got to do a dig at making fun of Cubans for always being late. Again, I'm just layering comedy in there to set up another joke down the road where you needed this information. Also, I got to make fun of the fact that his wife swears all the time, which I forgot to do in the interview because everyone thinks she's a saint. So that was also a part of it. It's exhausting. Have some compassion, you know. I was born fully libtarded, okay? You chose to be a MAGA riri.
Oof. Growing up listening to Focus on the Family sermons is wild, especially how Tosh was able to leave all that heavy conservatism behind. Because that's not just regular conservatism. That's conservatism on crack.
See, I've been on both sides of it my whole life. Can't we all just wash each other's feet? That'd be a good ad campaign, you know, putting our differences aside, but just washing each other's feet. Somebody should make that something.
I notice there's a lot of discussion on why you want to protect women's reproductive rights. Classic using the underage rape example, LOL. Rape victims account for 1% of all abortions, 1%. So GTFO, using that straw man BS, and only 2% are from medical emergencies. Over 95% of abortions are completely voluntary from people who made a choice to have unprotected sex or sex out of marriage. People who did those things without any intention of having a child, those people are murderers.
I respect your opinion because you believe they're murdering babies, and I don't believe that. And let's say that your stats are right, that it's only 1%. I mean, I'm not even going to argue the fact that incestual rape is the least reported, but let's say the number is way less. Let's say it's only happened one time. If you're telling me you're okay with killing that baby, then your argument loses a little credibility because I'm okay with it at any stage. I don't believe it's murder. I do want to thank you for commenting because everybody who comments, you know, it adds to the popularity of the videos and ultimately leads to more profit. And I want you to know that I am taking some of the money from ad revenue and using it to donate to abortion clinics and to pay for abortions. So therefore, everyone who has commented or watched a video of mine, you technically, by definition, are an accessory to murder. All right. Now, that's probably going to affect some sponsorships. But I want you to know that technically in Alabama right now, you would serve 15 years in prison. And when you pass away and get up those pearly gates on Judgment Day, you will be turned away. I'm sorry. Those are the rules. All right. What? Any more, Eddie?
We got one more.
Oh.
There's a comment about your son's bedtime stories. For a story about helicopters, he sure did focus a lot on the boat.
My son catching strays. I mean, you're critiquing a three-year-old's stories. All right, let's get to today's interview. Today's guest is a plumber. But he's not my plumber. I'll be honest. I considered interviewing my plumber, but I'm just pretty sure he wouldn't be the right fit for this format. One time I was talking to him, he was trying to fix something on my toilet. And he's just leaning on the open, the lid's open, but the part that my butt sits on every day, he's just leaning on it, sitting on the floor, talking to me. And like, we're talking for way too long for him to just still just be leaning on. And then mid conversation, he goes, "You got heated seats." And I'm like, yeah, I do. I've got heated seats. All right. By the way, today's podcast, you might have noticed the video quality is being broadcast in 4K, and that's awesome. But we are experiencing a few audio difficulties. So we've gotten the visual element up, but the audio element occasionally is going to sound like utter shit. But, you know, growing pains, huh? Enjoy. Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series Shogun. Oh, I love that one. Set in feudal Japan, Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance. And crime fans, don't miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Posh Show. My guest today has seen some shit. I will be focusing 90% of my questions on shit, because I'm sure as shit not going to trade school. Please welcome Jimmy the Plumber. Jimmy, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
My first question, Jimmy, that I ask all my guests, do you believe in ghosts?
Not really.
All right, Jimmy, how long have you been a plumber?
About 14 years.
14 years?
Yes.
Did you always want to be a plumber?
Nope.
Did you come from a long line of plumbers?
Nope, not at all.
Jimmy, you pee in the shower?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Who doesn't?
Well, I didn't know.
Who doesn't?
Well, I do. It's okay to, right? It's okay for the plumber, that water. That's all going to a gray.
Come on.
All right, yeah. Okay. Make sure.
It's good for the plants.
You like a shower or you prefer a bath?
Shower.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Cold showers.
You like a cold shower?
Cold showers.
You're nuts.
I don't do hot water.
You don't use hot water?
No.
Jimmy, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
What are you talking about? That's the best for you.
I'm sure it's good for you. I believe you, but it doesn't feel good.
Well, the first few days, yeah, it's gonna be
days.
Yeah,
I know. And then you get used to it.
You get used to it.
No way.
Jumping, you know, cold showers.
How long do you shower for?
Like 5 minutes.
Okay. See, I like to shower for a good 55 minutes.
Get out of here.
I like a nice hot shower. You're kidding me. So you always do cold showers.
Mm-hmm. So you like all the steam coming out?
I love
all
the steam. I like to brush my teeth in there too with hot water. My wife takes a shower and she has water so hot, and I don't even believe that she's touching the water, or it's not even hitting her. She just kind of moves back and forth and lets it just like hit her hands in front of her. She's like, what are you doing?
Like playing around.
I'm like, what are you doing? Where are you originally from?
From Garland, Texas.
You like Texas?
I like it. Now I like it.
Now you like it?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You know how California is, right? So
Everybody wants
to leave California.
Are
now.
You one of these people that wants to jump ship, leave California, and go back to Texas?
I have family out there. Most of my family is in Texas. So
do you think you're going to end up back in Texas?
I don't know.
Honestly, leave California.
Unless,
Jimmy, that's not what you do.
Okay. All right.
Are you married?
Legally married now. But yeah, I have.
Yeah. Are you legally married? So you're not married, but you have a serious relationship.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
All right. Want to get into legality. how'd you get into being a plumber?
Basically, you know, I was between, you know, going to college, mm-hmm. And back and forth doing, you know, part-time jobs.
Why were you going to college?
Just to make my family happy.
Right?
Yes.
You felt obligated.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. My parents, they were like, oh, you got to go to college. You got to finish school. You got to do something. And that was the reason I was going. But, you know, I will go to college. I would just take general classes and some dumb classes as well.
Sure. I took teams.
like volleyball?
I took team sports. In my team sports class, Dante Culpepper was in there, and we played dodgeball one day, and it was very scary. I get in trouble for this sometimes, where I say people shouldn't go to college, and I don't really mean it. But I do think if you know what you want to do in life— and you don't need college, like don't saddle yourself with debt going to college is my thought.
Exactly. So, like I said, I was going to college with part-time jobs, you know, doing, I was as a clerk for a bank.
All right. You were a banker, and being a banker is so boring that you're like, boring. I would much rather be a plumber.
You know what I hate about that thing?
What?
I was having a part-time job. It's one of those locations in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You get like, you know, 3 or 4 clients an hour, probably.
Okay.
I was the only male clerk in the bank. The rest, all girls.
That's nice.
It's nice. But, you know, here's the thing. They're in their own little world, you know, talking about their stuff.
Sure.
And I'm here, you know, just sitting there waiting for my client to show up. Since they're all female, they'll get all the clients. So I would just sit there. It was boring.
My father-in-law is a banker, mm-hmm. and he just loves to talk about it. Acts like it's the most exciting thing in the world. And I just stare at him. So you dropped out of college to be a plumber.
Basically, yeah. So like I said, I was going to college. I didn't know what to do with my life. You know, I was partying, college, working. Finally, this family party. My brother-in-law at that time, uh-huh. you know, he came up to me. He's like, hey, you know, do you know you know, anybody who wants to work plumbing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can probably ask a couple of friends, you know. And then he goes like, yeah, you know, the pay is good. The minimum wage was, you know, they were paying like $4 or $5 more than the minimum wage.
Okay.
You don't have to know anything. You don't have to have tools. I was thinking about it. Like I said, I was in the bank. So I spoke to my manager at that time, you know, in the bank. I'm like, hey, you know what? I need a week off. You know, I'm having, you know, some finals going on.
Okay, school. So you're lying?
Yeah.
Right?
Normal, right?
Sure. You're double dipping. You're still getting paid by the bank, but you're going to go check out, see if you want to be a plumber. You don't want to. I get it. Listen, it makes complete sense. All right. And so you agreed that, hey, this is a good switch. I'm done. I'm going to do this for a living.
So I asked for a week off. I call my brother-in-law, like, hey, you know what? I want to give it a try. And he's like, you sure? Yeah. And he's like, it's pretty tough to you know, what you're going
to
do.
Well, why is he trying to, like, get you to not do it when he first asked you to do it?
Well, he asked me if I knew anybody.
Oh, he didn't want it to be you?
I guess not.
You know what it was. Was your parents upset that you dropped out of college?
At first, yes. But then
you're like Mark Zuckerberg, except with toilets. Mark Zuckerberg dropped out to do the Facebook, whatever, that stuff. Mm-hmm. I like that I said the Facebook. I remember. And then how long till you opened your own company?
I would say maybe 6-7 years after.
Yeah. And has it been easy starting your own company, or was it difficult?
I got my license, and then I knew this friend, right? He's been doing plumbing forever. So I came up to him. I'm like, hey, you know what? I have a license now. You had the clients, what do you say if we partnership? And then he's like, you know what? Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do it. Right away, you know, from the get-go, I had clients. And I was working with, you know, like city jobs pretty much.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it was pretty good. You know, like I didn't struggle at the beginning. Like after we split, like I was with him for about 2 years.
Okay.
And then after we split, you know, because obviously, you know, after 2008, everything, you know, slowed down.
The big recession 2008 slowed everything down.
Yeah.
How long is the school to get your license? How long does that take?
Depends on each individual, you know.
How long did it take you to do it?
I mean, it took me maybe like 3 months.
Tell me if I'm wrong. Basically, everything just has to angle down. It's just about an angle.
Slope.
You just need a slope.
Yeah. That's what it is.
That's all plumbing is.
Yeah.
Start at one height and make it go down.
Shit has to go down.
Shit has to go down.
Yeah.
How many different types of plumbers are there?
So you have, basically it's different branches, I will say. So they have the service plumbers.
You're talking about the Roto-Rooter fucks.
That's a different brand.
Do you like Roto-Rooter?
That's a different branch.
You like Roto-Rooter or no? Like any good? Should we not be calling Roto-Rooter ever?
No.
No.
Well, here's the thing. Rotor, it's a big company, right?
Sure.
So it depends what area are you in, but I know some guys that they do some tricky things.
Okay. Can you answer me? Have you've done plumbing in a high rise before?
Yes.
All right. Well, here's what I want to know. There's just toilets all the way up into the sky. Mm-hmm. And there's just one, it just goes to one big line, and these turds are taking 200 foot dives.
Exactly.
They are.
Well, literally, yeah.
Yeah.
But most of the time you have, they call it vertical risers. And those are, you know, obviously, you're talking about 10-inch, 12-inch pipes that all the drain will go horizontal.
I could still clog that.
It will be tough.
Yeah.
Tough. Trust me.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, it goes, you know, horizontal, ground level, horizontal, and then it dives into the vertical risers.
What about the water pressure to have it all...
Usually, most of the buildings, they have a split system, which goes from the basement, ground level, to the, I would say, maybe the third or fourth floor, which is city pressure. Then,
from the fifth to whatever floor, it goes with the pump. So, you pump all the water into tanks up in the roof, uh-huh. And then you let gravity do its job.
And hot water too, because this is like some of these high rises.
Yeah.
There's furnaces on every floor. Is that what's going on?
No. You have a big tank up in the roof.
How much does that tank hold?
I would say maybe like 5,000, 6,000 gallons of water
more. It confuses me so much. Is fixing plumbing problems in high rises, is that harder than like homes or no?
It's actually easier. It's just that you have to deal with the fact that when you're doing a repair, you have to shut down the entire floor.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to deal with people, you know?
Okay. My wife, her hair possibly clogs every drain in the house at some point. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know why it's in the kitchen sink.
Here's the thing. We all complain about women's, you know, being the ones, but we all lose hair, obviously.
Yeah, but our hair's short.
Yeah, but still, I think showers are the worst when it comes to that.
Well, she does this thing where she sticks all of her hair that's loose on the wall and then, you know, does the thing where she... You know, then she can take it all out. But the thing is, she fucking never does. It's always left. Then I go into the shower and I see this big dry hairball on the side of the shower and eventually it falls in. All right. But hair is a real problem.
Yeah. But, you know, here's the thing. It's one of the easiest problems to fix pretty much.
What about a liquid Drano? Should we ever use that stuff?
Showers? Yes. Not on sinks.
Don't use liquid Drano on your sinks.
Or toilets.
Or toilets.
No, because liquid drain is basically a chemical to burn the hair. So if you put it on your toilet or on your sink, you're just going to get a messy clog.
Can 99% of plumbing problems be solved with a plunger?
No.
You got a plunger?
No.
I don't think I do either.
I don't.
I don't have a plunger. You guys got plungers?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know.
I mean, they sell like some nice ones.
But they still, when you pull them out, where do you clean a plunger?
There you go.
On your backyard with a hose?
Right. That's the right answer. You should do it in your backyard with a hose. Uh-huh. But no, what does everybody do? They take it out, it drips everywhere, and they put it in their bathtub. Mm-hmm. That's disgusting. What's your stance on wet wipes, butt wipes, flushing them?
Can.
Not in, even though they say flushable now.
No.
You cannot flush them.
Don't do it.
All right, here's my routine, okay? I think you'll approve of it. It's a little disgusting, but I use wet wipes, okay? But I don't flush them. I don't use any toilet paper. I've got the toilet. I've got in my room, in my bedroom, the only toilet in the house, the fancy toilet with the bidet and everything. So it cleans me. Then I use a wet wipe, but since I'm already clean, the wet wipe is just an extra layer of cleanliness. Then I throw it in the trash. Okay. So I'm flushing nothing.
Okay.
Do you flush the toilet at night when you go to the bathroom if you pee?
Yeah.
I don't. It's too loud. It wakes me up. I don't flush at night. Anyway, so I got a fancy toilet. I was like, this is going to be my gift to myself and my home, a fancy toilet. But the first one that we got, and they're expensive. Those toilets, those fancy toilets are really expensive. You can spend 10 grand on a toilet. That's crazy. Anyway, so the first one that we bought was one of those modern ones that goes into the wall. Do you know what I'm saying?
A wall mount.
Not down.
Yeah, a wall mount.
A wall mount, which is nice because you get to clean the floor underneath your toilet. It's cleaner.
Yeah.
But here was the problem. The wall mount one, and they're so all low flow now. There's not much water. Every time you took a shit, no matter what kind, it left a huge streak on the bottom because it's like a hard 90-degree. And then we read the reviews of the toilet after we've already installed it. And they're like, yes, it leaves poop stains. My wife's like, we can't have this. I go, but it cost $7,500. She's like, we can't have it. I can't have poop stains every time I go to the bathroom. So,
and then you keep flushing and flushing and it doesn't go.
Nothing.
It doesn't go away.
So I paid to have it taken out, put another expensive toilet, but one that goes straight down in.
Mm-hmm.
Lesson learned. Lesson learned on that toilet. The average man in their lifetime, if they live to be 75 years old, will spend 6 years sitting on a toilet.
Get out of here.
No, I made it up, but but it. My point is, have a good seat. Talk about some of the disasters that you've walked into.
I don't know if that counts as a disaster. I walk into an adult film set.
Mm-hmm.
By mistake.
By mistake? They didn't have any plumbing problems?
No, I was there to just do a walkthrough.
To lay some pipe?
But I didn't know that was happening at the moment, you know?
That's funny. Did you watch at all?
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Was the story good or no?
Well, I didn't stick for that long.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I rarely make it through.
I think I'm walking almost at the
climax?
At the climax.
Wow. That's good timing. Mario or Luigi? Which
Mario.
One? Okay. Should we be drinking tap water?
No. Not at all.
You serious? I drink tap water every day, especially for my pills at night. I put my mouth underneath.
I mean, I will say maybe like 65% of the water that you're getting on the faucet is recycled. So unless you live in one of those places that you still get it, you know, from fresh.
I don't know that I do.
So, yeah, you're drinking recycled poop water.
Well, I mean, that's got to have some benefits, no?
Well, yeah.
Hey,
some bacteria, right?
The fear people have of a snake, an actual real snake, coming up a toilet. Is that real?
I don't think so.
Okay. I've always worried about it, but...
I mean, you can get other, you know, you can get cockroaches, yeah.
In the toilet? Coming up?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Yeah, they can survive. They can swim.
Oh, man. All right. Upper decker. You know what an upper decker is? That's when you poop into the top of the tank of someone's toilet at their house. You do it during a party. It's fun. And then when they flush, brown water comes out. You ever seen an upper decker?
No.
No. Okay. Is there a busy season for plumbers?
Not really. I mean,
I was thinking like after the Super Bowl.
Well, you know what? Actually, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Thanksgiving. That's a big meal.
Yeah, definitely. I always get the calls. You know?
You get the calls because everybody's family's there. People are using their toilets way more than they normally do.
Eating more than normal, and and shit happens.
How long do you wash your hands at the end of the day?
How long?
Yeah, how long do you wash them?
I don't know, like a minute.
All right.
Less than a minute, maybe.
All right. You're not worried? You're not like, oh, man, I've been...
I always wear latex gloves.
You wear gloves?
Yeah, okay. All the time.
You ever been hit on by one of your customers? Somebody comes to your house and then all of a sudden, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was an old lady.
How old?
Well, at that time, I was in my mid-20s. Uh-huh. So she was probably like, I would say maybe like 40s, early 40s.
Okay.
So.
Did you make it happen?
No. She wasn't that attractive. So.
Okay.
You know.
All right. What makes a good or bad customer?
How long did it take to pay?
Talk some shit about John. Did you do the plumbing for this place?
Yes.
Did he treat you fair?
Oh, yeah.
Did he pay you on time?
No. That he did.
Oh, yeah. Is this thing up to code?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Now, if somebody wants you to do something that's not up to code, like you know, you can't even get shower heads in this state that will actually let water come out.
More than whatever the state requires, right?
Right.
It's like when you order something from online
mm-hmm.
and you see this nice faucet you like.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put it on your car and it says it cannot be shipped to this location because it's California, uh-huh. right? So what I, you know, have my customers do is like when they want something like that, it's like, hey, you know, just order out of state or, you know, some, you know, out of California
mm-hmm.
and then somehow bring it over.
Even if I drill it out, some of the pipes and take out the water saver, it's still, there's just not enough water pressure coming to the house for it to ever change. And I feel, here's my argument. I'm all for saving water and I do my part. Here's how I do my part. I shower with my wife and my two kids all at the same time. So that's four people getting clean. I should be allowed to have water hitting us harder.
Right.
That's my logic. But you're saying the only workaround is like you got to go out of state and you got to buy your fixtures, but that still doesn't affect.
Well, that's if you have like a low consumption, whatever, you know, faucet
mm-hmm.
and you want to get more water. Yeah. But, you know, in your case, it sounds like the plumbing in the wall, it's probably undersized or it's all galvanized and it's all rusted out, you know, so.
No, it's not rusted out. This is all new. This is new, but a lot of the plumbing, the size and because it's for them to sign off on it. And then there's like a bar inside the pipe.
a restrictor.
Uh-huh. The whole way through all the pipes.
Yeah, that's pretty much a water saver thing from California.
I bet you they don't have that in Texas.
They don't.
No.
They don't care about
just
that.
Just taking nice showers in Texas. Do you have any celebrity clients? You ever deal with people where you're like, oh, I know who this person is?
Yes.
Now are their shits different than ours? Is it all the same?
They're all the same.
Mm-hmm. What race of people has the worst smelling shits? Go ahead.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
You ever meet Andy Gump?
No.
You know who he is? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Andy Gump. I know the company.
Right.
But I don't know.
Is there a person? Is Andy Gump a person?
Could be.
What are your thoughts on those worksite porta potties? Just the worst place in the world, or
yeah, they're disgusting.
Well, here, let me tell you something. I have a sensitive stomach. So I was recently working. I was in South Carolina. It was late at night, and I was pushing my daughter in a stroller, trying to get back to my hotel. My stomach was upset, and I wasn't going to make it. So here's what I did. I pushed my daughter right up next to the chain link fence at a construction site, jumped the fence, and went and used the porta potty, and just hoped that no one took my daughter. Because
how did it go?
It went fine.
Okay.
Okay. But I had to. As someone with a bad stomach, I always am like, oh, there's a construction site.
Well, I'm here's the thing, okay. Though. Here's the thing, though. Now in days, what they're doing is they're putting locks on those things.
I know they are.
When everybody leaves, they lock those things and...
And you know what I would do if it's locked in that scenario? I shove it over, tip it over, and shit on top of it just to let them know that they are awful. Now, when people are on my show, I always give them a gift from my house. I just give something from my house. I was like, oh, what can I give Jimmy the plumber? And then I thought about it. I was like, oh, this is perfect. You worried or no? It's never
a little anything. Bit. A little okay, bit.
It's free. I go, he's from Texas. I go, and plumber's crack. I don't want him to have it. So I got some of my old belts that I had that have the text.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
I go, this is a perfect gift for Jimmy. Couple old leather belts with a big old Texas Longhorn belt buckle.
Nice. Thank you.
Know that those things were gifts to me from somebody. I was like, yeah, I don't ever dress like this. All right. Put that on the floor. What's your waist size?
36.
All right, that'll be fine.
All right.
Plumber's crack. Where did that stereotype come from?
No idea.
Are you self-conscious and always make sure that your pants are up?
Oh, yeah. Always.
Okay.
Yeah, you've seen some plumber's crack here and there.
Sure you have.
I'm like, oh.
The term white mice. You know what that is, right?
No.
You don't know what the term white mice is in the plumber's world?
No.
Isn't that a woman's tampon that clogs up the toilet?
Oh, okay.
You've heard it?
Well, I never heard of the white mice.
Okay.
Term.
But have you found those?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What's the worst thing you've seen people flush in the toilets?
Sex toys?
Was that on purpose or did it fall out?
Maybe a mistake. Maybe they were excited and just, went down. They didn't want to pick it up.
you gotta flush out a sex toy. How far can you actually snake a drain or a toilet? How far can you actually go?
It all depends. Without removing the toilet, 6 uh-huh. feet.
That's it.
That's it.
What about, talk about roots. Tree roots, any of that. Is that just a nightmare? What do I got to do?
If your sewer outside is clay pipe.
Yes, it is.
It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
You have to get rid of the clay.
I'm not. I just keep paying to have the roots cleaned out.
Because
it's a rental.
Jetter, the jetter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't do nothing about it unless you replace it.
All right, I got to replace it. What's the biggest fuck up you've ever done?
That was back when I was working for a company at the union. You had to do, they call it a brace soldering, which mm-hmm. you use, like a torch. Mm-hmm. The torch they use for to weld stuff and melt things.
Uh-huh.
The guy who was my foreman, he's like, oh, you want to learn how to do this? I'm like, sure. And he's like, okay, so this is how you mix, the oxygen and the nitrogen mm-hmm. to get, the perfect flame. So you can brace the copper. So he started showing me, you mix it this way. And then, okay, fine. We showed up this day. I think he was off the day. They sent somebody else with me, because usually, when you're working on those companies, you work, with a partner. So they sent this other guy and he's like, what are we doing today? I'm like, well, we're going to keep bracing, you know, these copper pipes, right? And he's like, you know how to do that? I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. You know? So I grabbed this T. We're talking about, you know, at that time, this is back in, what, 2005, 2006? Okay. At that time, that T was worth almost $3,000. The copper T.
Copper T.
Yeah, 10-inch.
Uh-huh.
10-inch copper T. So I grabbed the thing, you know, put it all together, put it on the table, started working on it. This guy is watching me thinking that I know what I'm doing.
Uh-huh. Well, you've heard about it at least.
I poke a hole into that tee. So
is that done?
Done.
It's done.
Done. You can do nothing. So that goes to the trash.
Well,
or recycle. Recycle.
It goes back to your car.
So, so I'm like, and he looks at me. He's like, oh, I thought you knew what you were doing. And I'm like, oops. Uh-huh. So what do we do now? Well, let's just pretend that never happened. Cut it, put it in the back of my truck, and then we told the supervisor, oh, we need this tea. And he's like, well, I order it. You know, it's in the box, in the job box. Oh, we can't find it.
Oh no.
So, well, it was a you know, expensive fuck up.
Well, right, but it didn't cost you any.
Well, yeah. And then I actually took it back to a recycle place and I got some money out of it.
Jimmy, that's not the right thing to do. Would you consider yourself a very reputable? Do you like make sure you don't, you talked about the Roto-Rooter people. Sometimes they take advantage of people. Do you ever take advantage of customers or try to upsell them? Or do you just be like, here, this is what you need. This is what you get.
You know, I think the reason that I kept myself busy until this time, you know, and I'm always busy, mm-hmm. I had never advertised.
Never done any advertising?
No.
Okay.
Everything is being word of mouth.
And you didn't mention that story about, you know, costing that one client $10,000 with that tea.
No, that was the company that I used to work for.
No, I know. I mean, so, well, this is, you were a young buck and you're allowed one of those per career.
So here's the thing. I've been trying to always, even some of my guys, you know, like I had this guy working for me one time. He's like, hey, Jimmy, why do you do this? It's so perfect. Not perfect, but, you know, why do you make it look so nice? I mean, the client is not gonna see it. It's going to be inside the insulation and the uh-huh. walls. I'm like, don't worry. Just do it. Because I like to, you know, keep it symmetrical, keep it nice looking. You know, I don't want it all messy.
You need an honest person.
And that's how I've been keeping my business, you know.
Do you hate the fact that you know how to fix stuff all the time? Like, do your neighbors come over and go, hey, man.
Here's the funny thing. Like, when, you know, once I go home, I don't want to do anything. Even if there's a leaky faucet in the house, I don't touch it.
You call a plumber?
If my neighbor comes out, I actually had this old lady. She's really nice. She lives by herself. She came out the other day. I was pulling the trash cans out, and she came out and she's like, "Oh, Jimmy, how are you? I wanna ask you for a favor." I'm like, "Well, what happened?" "Oh, because I ordered this stove from Home Depot, and I told you know the delivery guy, oh, you know, I was gonna pay him, you know, to install it for me to connect the gas line, but he didn't because he said I didn't have the right connection." You know,
that's a real favor. Yeah.
In my head, right? I'm like, oh, but you know, it's just an older lady by herself. Okay. So I went up, and whatever connection she had, it was the right one. It just happened that whoever showed up mm-hmm. didn't care.
Yeah.
He just wanted to, you know, drop off the box and leave. That's as much as I do, you know, with my neighbors and stuff like that. But, you know, I don't want to know anything about plumbing.
I'll do some advertising for you. I'll give you free advertising on this show. What's the name of your company?
Easy Flow Plumbing Services.
Easy Flow Plumbing Services. Mm-hmm. That just rolls off the tongue. Did you have sex with your neighbor when you went over there to install the stove?
No.
Okay. That's what I think of plumbers. I think the plumbers are just having sex with everybody. I had a pipe that was running across my bedroom, and it was it had permanent hot water going through it, like real hot water. One of the welds or whatever, one of the seals, it had a leak, a pinhole. But it was the water was so hot that when it dripped, it didn't drip. It evaporated.
Evaporated.
It evaporated. So for like 3 years, it was evaporated. But when it hit the drywall below it, it turned back to water. So like you couldn't see where the drip was coming from until about 3 years later, where I like put my hand on the wall and my hand just went right through the wall.
So you didn't call me?
No, I didn't. I used my guy, Barry. You know Barry?
No. Ah,
yeah. It's not as small of a circle as I thought it was.
No, there's tons of plumbers out there.
No, I know. Barry's the guy that just leans on my toilet and goes, "Hey, you got a heated toilet seat." You got graphics on the side of your truck?
No.
Oh.
No.
You don't want anybody to call you ever?
I used to.
Okay.
I used to, but what happened is that with that, what you're doing is you're creating a thief to pretty much follow you and then steal your crap. Because I had my van stolen a couple of times. So now I don't do it. Like I said, I don't do any advertising.
Do you want me to advertise for you or no?
Well, not really. Okay. You know.
All right. That's funny. All right. I appreciate you taking time out, Jimmy. Thank you for your hard work. And
thank you for having me.
I'll see you around. Oh, that's a soft hand. That's strong. Look at that. Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series Shogun. Oh, I love that one. Set in feudal Japan, Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance. And crime fans, don't miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Posh Show. Well, that does it, Carl. Another one's in the books. I want to thank Jimmy the plumber for being on the show and doing all the plumbing in our studio here. Haven't had a single problem. He's a good guy. I'd give him a plug, but he says he doesn't want him. Fine. Speaking of plugs, you see this, guys? This is a Boys Wear Pink tote from boyswearpink.com. Okay? Let me tell you something about this tote. This tote goes for $12. But if you order something on the website, it'll ask you when you're checking out, do you want to add a tote? Listen, Carl, for only an extra $5, right? Okay. Well, the other day, and I'm going to call her out, we get an order from Lori in Connecticut. And she just got a tote for $5. I'm like, how'd she beat the system? It looks like what she did is she put it in her cart, something, and then she deleted the main thing and it just kept the $5 tote in there. And it didn't go back to the $12 price. But now she had to pay for shipping. But still, Lori got a tote without purchasing anything else for $5. You believe that? She beat the system. I'm not going to fix it either. Now I'm encouraging people. Carl, you don't find this fascinating? That somebody figured out a way to get totes for just $5 when they were originally $12? That's a pretty cool workaround. All right, you win that round, Lori. What else is going on? The Goat on Amazon, check that out. My tour, check out our dates, buy tickets. Oh, and now before we go, a bedtime story from my once 3-year-old son. See you next week.
Okay, one day, did mom say you can't go outside or you'll melt? The little popsicle, they turned
into... No, you've already told this story about popsicles. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Okay.
Tell me a new story. Go.
Once upon a time, a rabbit jumped through the garden.
Okay. That is insane.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series Shogun. Oh, I love that one. FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new. And it's streaming now on Hulu.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.